Hello, welcome to What's the 411 from I Totally Paused, where we spill all the current tea on your favorite 90s and 2000s personalities. I'm Jess.
And I'm Siobhan.
And we are excited to be bringing you a brand new segment from I Totally Paused.
Yeah, just there's been a lot of, you know, different news. Wait, hold on, pause for a second. I should move closer. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the people we've talked about on recent episodes, they've been in the news lately, and we just figured we're like,
we have a lot of stuff we want to say. Yeah. I feel like we need to discuss. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're still going to do, like, movies and TV shows and, our deep dives into, like, different personalities, like, of the 90s and the early 2000s, but this is something that, like, we can get out to you kind of quick and easy, and
and a few things were, like, happening at the same time, too, and I feel like things always happen in threes.
Yeah, so we have some pressing matters to discuss today. So this whole idea started because I really need to talk about Matthew Lillard. I'm sure he...
I'm just sitting here like, I was like, I've been waiting to hear about this for like a week.
It's not really that interesting. I just like, you know, I feel like he's the least likable cast member in Scream. Like something about his face is very punchable.
And you say he's like on a show now that you don't like him on. Right,
so now I'm watching Good Girls. Do you watch Good Girls?
No, is that the one with
Mae Whitman
and Christina Hendricks?
And Christina Hendricks, who is amazing in it, and Retta, who is incredible in it. But Matthew Lillard plays Christina Hendricks' husband. Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, I mean, we know this from the very first episode. If you haven't watched it by now, you're probably not going to watch it. But he's married to Christina Hendricks, and he's, like, cheating on her with his secretary. And, like, Lillard, no.
Such a cliche.
Well, it's such a cliche, but also she's such a knockout. And
she's
like,
gorgeous.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I'm sure in real life Matthew Lillard is a perfectly lovely person, but have you ever seen him play a character that you didn't want to punch in the face?
I haven't really seen him play many characters.
Besides Scream?
Yeah,
in general. Him,
he was, I remember SLC Punk was a very popular movie at
my
the time.
My brother loves that movie. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I feel like Bob likes that movie. And that's honestly, I can't really think of anything else he's been in on the top of my head.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I never was into those movies.
Yeah, I guess I didn't mind him in those movies. Oh, and apparently he does the Shaggy voice on Teen Titans Go, which my kids are obsessed with right now.
Well, he's pretty good at that voice, I guess.
But yeah, in Good Girls, like, and I feel like we're supposed to maybe sympathize with him a little bit, and I just don't. And I was just, like, watching it and finding myself getting, like, irrationally angry with him. Like,
with
I was,
a fictional
like,
character.
With Matthew Lillard, not even with the character. Just, like, why are you? Like, why are you an actor? Like, you're horrible at everything.
Oh, I'm, like, clutching my pearls.
I just, something about his, like, I don't know. You guys tell us. Catch us on Instagram on at I Totally Paused. No, sorry. I don't even know Instagram.
Oh, we're doing a new Instagram for this?
No.
Oh.
So you can let us know on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Follow us on Instagram at Totally Paused Pod and let us know if you also hate Matthew Lillard or if I'm just being, like, irrational. But it was bothering me so much I needed to talk about it.
Maybe I just need to see the show and to see the fiery passion.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, there's so much on TV, though.
It's on... I didn't realize. I thought it was a Netflix original, but it turns out it's on NBC.
Yeah.
But I've been watching it on Netflix. So we just started season two. It's, like, a pretty good show. But I just, like, every time Matthew Lillard's on screen, I just want to, like... Ugh. I just don't like him.
The one thing I'm in the middle of right now is the second season of Mindhunter, which has someone you really like, Jonathan Groff.
Yeah. We watched, like, the first episode of that, and then we never, like, followed up on
it. Oh, you should keep up with it, because especially, like, true crime stuff.
Yeah, I do like true crime.
I mean, who doesn't? And I, like, did you ever listen to the podcast about the Atlanta child murders?
Yes.
This second season, that's, like, one of the subplots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. Okay. And Jonathan Groff is the one that's, like, really, like, campaigning to, like, we need to do this, we need to help them.
Yeah, I do love Jonathan Groff.
Yeah, okay. So, like, yeah.
Maybe when we're finished with Good Girls, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, give it another shot.
So, yeah, it's not really earth-shattering, it was just bothering me so
there's
much.
No news about him. I guess they said three of them were in the news.
The news is that I hate him. I didn't realize that I had such strong feelings until I was watching...
She had to get
Good
it out,
Girls,
guys.
And I needed to talk about it.
She had
so
to talk
you.
It out.
Thank you for being my sounding board. The news, though... As we record this, yesterday, Lori Loughlin, our Aunt Becky, was sentenced to 2 months in prison for her part in the college admissions scandal.
And a fine of $150,000, and her husband was 5 months and $250,000. So they have to pay $400,000, mm-hmm, as a couple.
Which is, like, nothing to them.
And I'm sure they're going to go to, like, the place, like, a Felicity Huffman went to, which was very, like...
They don't go to real prison?
They go to, like, a minimum security... Because they're first-time offenders. It's nonviolent crime.
Oh.
So they don't have to go to, like...
So what's it like? Because I'm picturing...
I'm imagining it's, like, the what you heard of, like, that Martha Stewart went to, where it's kind of, like, they're just crafting and, like, hanging out and, like, doing yoga. Like, I remember that was, like, the thing.
So, like, a retreat?
Yeah, it's, like, one of those, like, I'm sure it's, like, there's more to it, and it's probably very regimented, and they probably don't have, like, a lot of perks and stuff, but...
Because I've also been recently watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I just watched an episode arc where Amy Santiago, who's, like, the officer that's, like, really, like, sweet and, like, you know, kind of, like, prim and perfect, goes undercover in a prison.
Oh.
And, you know, it's a comedy, but it, like, you know, gets into, like, how, like, tough, like, women's prisons can be. Like, I was picturing Lori Loughlin, like, in a cell with, like, some tough, like, cellie. Who's gonna
try to... It's probably gonna be people who are, like, shanker. Insider training. It's gonna be, like, people who did stuff like that. Like, maybe, like, checks fraud. Like, that type of thing where, at least that's where they're assuming she's gonna go.
I'm super torn. I'm super torn about the whole thing because I think what she did was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sure we've said this on the podcast before. I'll say it again just in case. Full House is my number one all-time favorite show. I grew up, she's my Aunt Becky.
But you're also an educator, Jessica.
But I'm also an educator, and I think it's disgusting. I don't know if she needs to go to jail. I would rather... But, I mean, she should go, because she should go to jail... Not that two wrongs make a right. It's so hard. It's so hard to talk about these things. But as soon as I heard about it, I started thinking about Kelly Williams Bowler, who was the mom, you might remember a few years ago, I guess like a year or so ago, who got caught using a different address to send her daughter to a better school district. And she was sentenced to 3 years in prison in order to pay $30,000, which, you know, for a struggling single mother is a humongous, it might as well be a million. Like, that's a humongous.
And that's just different school districts?
And that was just putting her daughter in a public school district that was not the community that they lived in.
That happened one of, like, the years we were in Lenape. Somebody, I forget his name. He was only in the school for, like, a couple months before they figured it out, but he was, like, an athlete. And so somehow they, like, I guess tried to get him to come over to Lenape. And I remember he was in one of my classes, and all of a sudden he wasn't there one day. I was like, what happened? And someone's like, oh, he's, like, not really from the school district. They found out, and now he, like, can't be here.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was, like, a nice kid, too. There was, like, you know, he just, I don't know why they wanted to be on Lenape's teams.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. I guess that's a whole different discussion. I don't know about prison for nonviolent offenders. And I don't feel like she's going to learn anything. I don't feel like the lesson's going to be learned when Lori Loughlin sits. She was the one, if you remember, I was particularly disappointed because they had her on tape saying that if she got caught, she would just lie.
Right, and apparently she was, the reason it's taken her so long to get sentenced is that they were really trying to avoid jail time. And so they were trying to, like, and they wanted to do house arrest then. So they were trying to get, like, it basically for it to not be that bad.
Anything they could do to avoid it.
Which, who knows? I had that much money, though.
I feel like she... Well, because she's married to...
Massimo,
who, you know, we all have all his clothes from Target. So, like, of course, they're loaded. I just... Yeah, as an educator, as a parent, like, what do you think you're teaching your kid?
Yeah, but then what are the consequences if it's not prison?
I don't know. I'd like to see her... I mean,
oh, they're also doing community service.
What kind of community service is she going to do? Because I'd like to see her really have to face the communities from which she, like, took an opportunity away from a deserving kid.
I like that. I like that.
I don't know what she could do. You know, I'm not a judge. But, like,
yeah, I guess there's different places where you can, like, help out the lunch room. Like, you know, clean. That's, like, a big thing. Remember when Lindsay Lohan was cleaning in the morgue?
No.
That was one of her community services. And she got in trouble for doing something nice. She, like, brought everyone, like, coffee or, like, food or something. Aww. And they're like, that's not, like, you're not supposed to make this easy on everybody. She was just trying to be cool. I was like, poor Lindsay.
Poor Lindsay.
Yeah, sorry. Poor Lindsay.
Oh, my God, that's really funny.
Yeah, I was like, even when she tries to do something nice, she gets in trouble.
Oh, my gosh, that's really funny.
Yeah, but, and also, I think a lot of people are still suspecting they're not going to do as much time.
They're not going to be serving.
Well, no, they're going to serve a little bit, but then what if there's an outbreak of coronavirus? They can ask. I guess a lot of people have been getting compassionate release because it's like, well, why are you going to keep me in here?
Right, right.
That is a good, like, what is, like, if jail isn't the, but I don't know.
Then what's the consequence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what you need to do is, like, take away all their comforts, like, put, like, mm-hmm. kind of, like, shell shock
right.
them.
Right, well, also, because this particular crime was the product of, like, such extreme privilege.
Right.
That, like, they had the means to do it, that they were sure they'd get away with it, because mm-hmm. they've never been able to not do something they wanted to do before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
And if the girls had just worked hard from the beginning, mm-hmm. maybe they would have had a chance to get to USC. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, necessary.
No. And if they didn't, you know, if they didn't make it, if they didn't get into USC, Lori Loughlin's kids were going to be fine.
That's my other thing about some of these people. Yeah, it's like,
it's
but I
not
guess,
like they needed to, like, you know, be the first to go to college. And
I think there's some of that, though. It's like, I think they were talking about the pressure from other parents and being competitive and, like, wanting to have that... That Facebook post,
add that
Instagram
to the
post.
List of reasons that I am so glad my kids don't go to school.
Right.
That's a whole other set of, like, bullshit that we will never have to deal with.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad we didn't have to deal with that growing up, too. Although my parents weren't the type that would have cared.
No, my parents weren't the type for that either.
Yeah, so I guess we would have been unaffected.
Yeah, I'm sure they're... right, because there wasn't social media, but I'm sure parents still talked. Like, I'm sure there were still parents
I'm
who were, like,
worried
about...
Oh, yeah, they definitely still talked, but I mean, like,
that kind of stuff.
It reached a lot more people and, like, bigger audiences.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a shame. She was one of my faves growing up, and it's disappointing. It's gross.
Yeah, because then you get the other thing, well, oh my god, I hope she's a Real Housewife. I bet she will be.
I will start watching Real Housewives if she's a Real Housewife. Right, she's never going to do anything else
again. Yeah, what else is she going to do?
They didn't even have her in the last season of Fuller House, and
yeah.
that's, you know.
Because that's what there's so much, like, she was a Hallmark movie actress, to be fair. Like, there's tons of
Right.
People.
The only reason we still care about her is because she was
Aunt Becky. Yeah,
because she was
exactly.
in such an iconic show.
No, I didn't know she was in that, I don't even know what the other name was show, with, like, When Calls the Heart or something. She was.
Oh, I have that, I think I have that in my Netflix queue, but I've never watched it. I
yeah.
didn't know she was on that either.
I think it's, is it a series or, like, movies?
I think it's a series.
It might be both. It might be one of those.
Like, where every season is, like, different. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I know no one from Full House said anything about it for a long time, and then I read something somewhere where, like, I'm paraphrasing, but Bob Saget, like, when he was asked about it finally, like, said something to the effect of, like, you know, she's, like, family to me. We've been friends for over 30 years. You don't just kick someone out of your family because they do something bad. And that was, like, all he said, which I, like, respect. Bob Saget, we'll talk about him for a second.
Okay.
So, I love Full House. So, pre-corona, like, in the fall, for my birthday last year, Jared got me tickets to see Bob Saget do stand-up. And it was in the fall. And we went. And, like, leading up to it, like, everyone was like, Bob said, but you know it's going to be, like, really dirty, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, he's... And I was like, I don't care. Like, I just want to be in the same room with him. Like, I just want to see Danny Tanner in person. I don't care if he's, like, raunchy or, like, whatever. And I guess because everyone, like, said that, you always hear that about him. In my mind, I've always imagined him as this kind of, like, gross, like, dirty old man. And, like, he was, like, a hot young wife. And I was always kind of like, no. He seemed lovely. I have been, like, even more obsessed with him since we saw him. And he even said, like, it wasn't so much stand-up as it was him, like, telling stories and he's funny. Like, it was more along the line of when we saw John Waters.
I think the whole dirty thing was that he just needed to get so far away from Danny
Tanner.
Well, that's
what he said, and it was, like, it was really sweet. He, like, addressed that in his, like, show, and his, I was gonna say, in his presentation. Like, in his show, he addressed that, and he said, he was, like, you know, for so long, I felt like I had to, like, go over the top and be, like, really dirty. He said, like, you know, now people come see him, and they're like, you weren't dirty enough. You weren't, like, as dirty as I thought. And he said that, like, for years, he felt like he had to do that because he had to be, like, I'm not Danny Tanner, but he was like, now I'm far enough away that I can look back and think, like, how lucky am I to have been part of a TV show that people still love, like, all these years later, and that's become such a part of people's families and such a part of their lives. And he was like, now, like, I don't want to distance myself from Danny Tanner. I'm grateful that I got to be Danny Tanner.
I just think of, like, all these, like, 80s and, like, early 90s TV show actors that are like, am I getting rebooted? Yeah. Like, fingers crossed, like, what is this happening?
We're next.
Because, like, so many shows have been rebooted now.
Yeah.
Like, what is Step by Step getting rebooted?
Oh, I don't know. I would watch that.
Isn't Saved by the Bell? Oh yeah, isn't Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, Saved by the Bell's getting a reboot, and I sent you that trailer that I saw for like a dramatic retelling of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was amazing. You guys have to look.
We'll
this
share
up.
That. We'll find it and share it. It was really good.
Yeah, it's like a gritty, dark retelling, but it was like a parody, right? Or kind of like a...
not like a parody because it's not like funny.
But it wasn't
but
based on a real movie. He just did the trailer.
They just did the trailer to pitch it, but apparently now like the streaming services are all bidding on it.
That is so cool.
And it was so it would be like an hour long drama, and it's like the exact same premise except it's not funny.
Yeah,
because it's not like if you think about the premise like on its own, like this inner city kid from Philadelphia starts like getting in trouble and his mom's worried about him, so she sends him off to live with his like wealthy relatives, and the adjustment is difficult. Like you can definitely make that a drama, but apparently they're gonna do like the same episodes, like the same plot,
shut up,
but put like a darker lens on that.
I
isn't that cool?
Love that.
I'm really excited to get to the episode about Will's dad. It's gonna be like we'll weep. We cried when it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
They had a few like serious ones. Remember when Carlton was hazed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna be good. Oh, but Bob Saget, real quick. I think about this all the time. He was like, you know, like bantering with like some people in the audience, and he was talking to this like one man who was like all the way in the back. And he said something about, like, do you have kids? And he asked how old they were. And they were 4 and 7, which is exactly how old my kids are. And he said something about, like, the guy was like, oh, you know, the 4-year-old is, like, really good. The 7-year-old's, like, the tough one. He's, like, a wild man. And Bob Saget was like, you know, how can a 7-year-old be tough? He's a 7-year-old boy. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, when he was, like, literally, like, saying his goodnights and, like, you know, shouting out, like, different things and doing, like, callbacks to things he had talked about earlier. And he was like, and you, in the back, love your 7-year-old more. He's obviously the one who needs it the most. Fucking wake up and realize that. And I was like, whoa. I think about it every day.
Wow.
When my 7-year-old is difficult, I think about it every day.
Bob Saget
changed the way I parent.
Aww. You should.
Danny Tanner made me a better mom.
Someone should tweet this episode to him so he can hear that. So timestamp it.
He did. I bet he doesn't even remember saying it. I think about it daily. Aww, since we saw that.
I bet he would really appreciate that.
Bob Saget, if this happens to come your way,
thank you.
Thank you for everything.
And it was your favorite TV dad, too. I love that.
Yep. So we had another thing we wanted to talk about. But I don't know anything about it. This is my thing that I'm like, tell me.
Okay, yeah. So, Stacey Dash's husband filed for, not divorced, an annulment.
How long were they married?
They got married in, I think it was September of 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what he was saying is that they met, and I don't know, I still haven't gotten the story of how this happened, but they met, and her pastor, who happened to also be there, said it was God's will that they should get married. And he said that they had done, like, for the next 10 days, he's like, allegedly, this like hypnotic like prayer. And so they got married like 10 days after they met. And so then when the article came out, because they got married in October 2018, and then I don't think it was until, like, April that people, like, found out she had gotten married. It was, like, a while afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And, like, in the article in People, it's, like, nobody, like, they got married after 10 days. Nobody knows what the circumstances are.
Holy shit. So yeah. Now he's alleging.
So he, like, so apparently, I forgot about this. Remember, she got arrested for domestic violence last year.
Yeah, same.
And that
guy.
Was against this guy. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, this guy, it's, like, weird. He is a lawyer who runs a fake senator account, like a Republican senator. Wait, let me get the name of it.
Is it like a parody?
Yes, it says in the thing that it's a parody. But, like, I feel like they're probably both, like, Trump supporters.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna say, she is, like, otherwise problematic, right? I don't know a whole lot about it.
Oh, but there was a couple weird things. So when the domestic violence thing happened, the guy, her, like, what does it say on here? However, her manager, Sean P. Jackson, tells People that Dash was acting in self-defense. And he says, Stacey actually called the police because she was attacked by her husband. He choked her and she was defending herself. When the police arrived, they couldn't see any physical marks on her, but they did see them on him. And he claims the police later detected marks on Dash's neck. But then, later on, Stacey Dash is like, basically, like, this guy, he's not my manager, and he doesn't, like, know anything. And she was like, and we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was weird. And then, when they filed for divorce, like, her, like, statement was, like, really funny. It's not even, like, her fault. It was, like, the statement that, like, her person put out. Let me find it. The guy's name is, by the way, Jeffrey Marty. Let me see if I can find what the thing that he does. So, Dash's publicist, Claudie Green, said, in our country, people are free to say whatever they want, regardless if their statement is baseless.
No.
That's what makes America so great. With that being said, Stacey also filed...
Spoken like a Trumper.
Yeah, this is the response to the annulment. Stacey also filed her response in saying that she was unaware of her estranged husband's mental state at the time of her marriage. This is what her publicist then goes on to say. With the line made famous by the film War Games, which is starring Matthew Broderick, it's a really good movie. Sometimes the only way to win is not to play. Stacey hopes her case will be finalized soon.
What? Holy shit.
Who's publicist quotes in Matthew Broderick 1980s? Classic 1980s movie. But, like, who quotes that?
What? The line made famous. I literally had never heard that line before you just said it.
I've never heard that either. I thought the line that's famous from War Games is, do you want to play a game? Because that's, like, it's, like...
Is that, like, was that on the poster?
Yeah, and, like, that's how, it's, like, you know, the old... like MS-DOS, like computers.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's like one of those computers where you have to type in like all the instructions and whatnot. And so the game starts with, do you want to play a game? And Matthew Broderick like thinks he's playing a game, but like things actually start happening in like real life. I want to find out this thing. Wait, I forget what he did.
So he's alleging that she hypnotized him into marrying him. That's like what this all came
boiled
down to.
This is her fourth marriage, by the way. She's unlucky in love. Yes, Marty's filing claims that the two only married 10 days after Dash's pastor unexpectedly and suddenly proclaimed that it was God's will for them to tie the knot. The formal couple then married, in April of 2018, and that was in October is when people found out they had gotten married. But it seemed like they'd stayed together because, like I said, stayed together so she could have a domestic violence incident against them.
Yikes.
Yeah. But I guess she had already filed for divorce from him. It's all very crazy in the way of Stacey Dash.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just thinking, another thing, I think I posted it on our Instagram about this, but I'll just say it while we're chatting.
Yeah.
Our queen, Alicia Silverstone, plays Christie's mom in the new Babysitter's Club TV show on Netflix. You guys... If you weren't that into Babysitter's Club, it's worth watching. If you were into Babysitter's Club, it is required watching. It is, like, the absolute perfect adaptation. Like, it's updated in all of, like, the perfect ways, but it has, like, the same, like, spirit of the books and enough of, like,
the
little
the
details
I
that, like, if
them.
You knew the books well, it would, like... I may make you watch an episode if we have time when we're done here. It's
We should do an episode
so
about
good.
The Babysitter's Club. We can talk about our
we
favorite
should.
Books, and then we can watch maybe the old movie from the 90s.
I love the movie from the 90s.
And
that had a great soundtrack,
it
too.
It did. And then we can watch... You can show me... We'll watch the first episode of the new one together.
It's so good. The whole series is so good. I loved it. My 7-year-old son loved it.
Oh,
like, it
that's
was,
great.
Like, it was just, it's awesome. And the girls who play them are all, like, perfect.
And it's
Alicia
all present
Silverstone
day.
Is in it. Yeah, it's in the present day, so it's all updated. But they give, like, a perfect reason for Claudia to have, like, the iconic,
phone.
Like, man line. Like, it's all, it's so well done.
So cute.
It's so beautifully written. And Alicia Silverstone is awesome in it. She still looks beautiful. It's just so nice to see her, like...
I hope this also encourages young girls to start little businesses at
I
their homes.
So. I hope so. I hope so. It's awesome. It's awesome. I highly recommend. Should we tell everyone why you're here in person to record?
Oh, sure.
What we're doing later?
Sure.
After we record this, we're going to the drive-in movie theater. And
our first time, both of us.
First time at the drive-in. And we're going to be seeing a double feature of Clueless and Mean Girls, you guys.
We're very, very excited. I'm sure we'll be posting later on.
You'll know by the time you hear this, I'm sure we'll be posting pictures on Instagram. But we're super excited. Super
I know.
Excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, because Clueless just had its anniversary.
I know. I am.
It's wild.
And I think the Delsey Drive-In is also going to do, like, Nightmare on Elm Street and, like...
I won't go see that.
I know.
I know that you'll enjoy it.
I know.
That's nice.
What I'm trying to... I think Bob and I are going to go try to see it. And it's going to be, like, the crackly print.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
So it's going to look like Super Drive-In.
That's neat. Yeah, I won't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the people that will enjoy it. They played Dirty Dancing last week. If I had known sooner, I would have gone.
Last night, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to be, like, kids, and we're going to sneak beer into the
Yeah,
drive-in.
We are doing that, too.
Beer's not allowed, so we're going to sneak some in.
We bought the... There's a pass you can buy to bring your own snacks in, so we bought the snack pass. So we're hoping that when they see that we have food out in the open, they won't check further and find our beer.
I always feel guilty buying the snack pass, but, I mean, we did pay for it, but they say the main reason they make money is from the concession stand.
Oh.
So maybe we can get, like, a coffee there or something later.
Yeah, but, you know, COVID.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That's car. If we don't have to. Yeah, that's like that's the good point.
Did you look up how to put the parking lights on your car?
Jared told me.
Okay, yeah, good.
It's
good,
easy.
Good.
It's just, he just said when you, like I click it twice to put my headlines off. Headlights I was on, wondering I just click
if,
it once.
Okay, yeah. Cool. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But they said in the thing, because it was like, you have to have, so you guys know what we're talking about, but you have to have your parking lights as you drive into the theater. And they were like, you will be asked to leave if you can't like turn them off or whatever, or like your regular headlights off. And they're like, if you don't know how to do, just find your manual. So sassy.
Sassy.
I know, they're sassy over there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how this is all set up. Because it's going to be kind of still light outside at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they have like an awning or something that goes over it.
But it's super exciting because we saw Clueless together in theaters the first time.
Yeah!
And
so
now
here we
like
are
20
again.
Years later.
I know.
We're going to see it again.
We're getting some snacks. We're going to hang out.
Yeah, and did we see Mean Girls together? Probably.
I didn't see that in the theater.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I'm sure I did.
Did not see it. You did, because I remember you telling me about it, because it was like one of those movies that came out around the time we were leaving school to go back home for the summer.
Yeah.
And so I remember you being like, you have to see this movie.
Yeah.
But I just waited until it was like probably on video.
Oh, awesome.
Video. On video. No. Did you see the thing about the Blockbuster, the last Blockbuster?
Yes, I want to go there. I want to go to Alaska anyway. Have you guys seen this? I'm like looking at my iPad at the top, like you can see and hear us. The last Blockbuster in Alaska,
America,
it's in Alaska, but like the last one in America is an Airbnb now.
I know, it's like perfect for a sleepover. Mm-hmm. They have like a big bed in there, and you can obviously like I guess watch as many movies.
Yeah,
and
they've
as
got kind of like a '90s TV like setup.
Yeah, and it's like
very nostalgic looking.
I think you get snacks and stuff too for free.
I love that. You just get the candy and like the popcorn off the shelf.
Oh,
I love that so much.
That would be like amazing. That would be so much fun.
I would love that. Yeah. Yeah. Fun.
Okay.
Do we have any other news? I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's everything I needed to get out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there'll be more. Now that we know we're going to do this, we'll, like, keep an extra
I know. I'm looking forward to this. It'll be fun to talk about them present day. We've gone over a bunch of, you know, people over time. Think of all the movies and stuff we've done. So that's a lot of people to talk about.
Oh, Jennifer Garner and maybe Bradley Cooper.
Well, no, it turned out they were, like, it was, like, a party.
And
it was like
I was holding out hope.
It was, like, a group of friends. That's why it was, like, the next day there were more pictures. It was, like, very obvious.
We saw a picture of them on the beach together, and we were so excited. I sent it to our friend Chris Banks, who did the episode about Jennifer Garner with us, and he was like, this makes perfect sense. He's, like, the male version of her. And
I
was like,
it would be amazing. I would love to see him show up on Pretend
Freaking
Show.
Oh.
It's okay. She'll find someone.
One day.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. This is fun.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we're outie.
Outie.